Hey everybody, welcome to Malvern Art Museum's Art of Asia podcast. My name is Paul Haig, and today joining me on the panel I have...
This is Chris.
This is Tomoki.
Amid Japan's hermetic isolation in the Edo period, the Tokugawa shogunate was pressured to open its port for trade. Conflicting sentiments waged between those who longed to preserve Japan's traditional customs and progressivists who fought to introduce foreign staples of the West. Following a disastrous civil war, the shogunate was overthrown and the Meiji Restoration commenced in 1868.
The greatest distinction between Edo and Meiji Japan lies in its rulership. This fundamental transition meant the 200-year governance of the battle-hardened Tokugawa shogunate had finally reached its end. With the restoration of the emperor's power would come new and unyielding social and political changes. This upheaval of Japanese culture would shape what is referred to as the Meiji period, from 1868 to 1912, and its steadfast yielding of the Meiji Restoration and social enlightenment. Japan had set a definitive course to modernization.
The Meiji Restoration, or Meiji Isshin in Japanese, unveiled a reformation set forth by the government in their interest of advancing Japanese image as a Western establishment. The early Meiji Restoration was marked by the abolition of Han system, or Heihachiken in Japanese. The discontinuation of this practice in Japan required feudal landowners or daimyo to relinquish their territories to the empire's command. The Meiji government subsequently unified Japan under uniform system of estate taxes to elevate its financial standing.
In keeping with the adoption of foreign values, Meiji authorities initiated Western-style uniforms across the country. Generally, men adopted the foreign style of dress faster than women, and civil workers were legally mandated to wear uniforms which exemplified European origins and symbolized Japan's advancement to a stature on par with that of Western nations. And then students followed suit with compulsory uniform regulations as well. And wealthy women of prominence carried sunshade, parasols, and enticing ribbons.
These cultural shifts were well documented through the craftsmanship of woodblock artistry. Not only did it prove to be a meticulous and time-consuming endeavor, it also challenged both the artist's manual dexterity and patience. Tools were necessary to carve negative recesses into the face of a woodblock template. When the ink was applied, the residual surface area could function as a stamp, transferring the image onto a sheet of paper, while the dry, carved away sections functioned as negative space within the design. This technique was not only immensely popular across the Edo and Meiji eras, but is also one of the oldest known modes of print manufacturing.
For context, Nishikie is one form of ukiyo-e. Nishiki means colorful and beautiful in Japanese. Originally, ukiyo-e print were the product of woodcut, which was exclusively painted black and later paired with a color manually, or by brush. The advent of Nishikie originated from the incorporation of multiple colors being present from corner to corner. Before this multiple color technique was fully recognized, sumizuri-e print, which only incorporated black ink, and benizuri-e, which printed black and red, were heavily relied upon.
Our piece titled Policemen Enforcing the New Regulations, created in 1875, is a Japanese woodblock print measuring 14 inches tall by 9.5 inches wide, or 35.6 centimeters by 24.1 centimeters. The artist of interest is Yoshitoshi Sukioka, and he was an esteemed ukiyo-e woodblock artist who actually still today is considered one of the most industrious practitioners to ever employ woodblock printing.
This particular artwork illustrates an altercation between a police officer and two courtesans who are being admonished for indecent exposure. The composition grants us a viewing into both interior and exterior environments. The artist cleverly incorporates vertical lines in the forms of handrails, entryways, and doors to assist in guiding our eyes up and down the artwork.
The upper section of this print is occupied by an inflammated burner, a caption by Sanyute Enko, renowned Rakuga author, famous for his short stories surrounding the supernatural. His description says that infraction was directed at two women for bearing themselves in public. On the right, the larger characters overlaid upon red denote that this was the 702nd edition of this particular newspaper.
And just beneath the edition number is an additional box for Sukioka's name. And the door is marked as well with the name of the establishment, which was Genji Amano Ya. This is where the courtesans presumably worked.
Two additional seals can be seen in the lower corners, the engraver's name on the right, just below the foot, and the publishing store on the left, inside the doorframe. In addition to the textual elements, the scene is rich with distinguished objects emblematic of Japan's historical and creative pertinence. Outside the store, a hanging lamp is decorated with what appear to be flowers and a crescent moon. The Japanese term setsugeka refers to the three beauties of nature, being the snow, the moon, and flowers. Each of the three beauties represented the transience of life and were said to have kindled inspiration for numberless artworks, most notably ukiyo prints dating back around the late Edo period, whose titles referred to the courtesans themselves as beauties.
Additionally, spears and blind staff also became synonymous with a position of command. Japanese oldest known historical testimonies, the Nihongi Chronicles, described spears as a powerful emblem of authority in the hand of local governors. The short staff, or shaku, like the one used by this officer, was a powerful symbol among presiding figures as well.
The traditional Japanese folding fan, referred to as an ogi or sensu, emanated in Japan. However, the style of fan depicted here, called an uchiwa, originated in China. Uchiwa fans come in a broad range of styles and sizes, notably characterized by a medial spine. Warmer temperatures made the circular style a favorite accessory among women, which actually follow them into their depictions in ukiyo-e artwork. To combat resistance to modernization, the Japanese police force was created in 1871, drawing heavy inspiration from French authorities. This attire, quote, included a black woolen hat or sleeve, double-breasted jacket, trousers with gold or silver put on the side of the trousers, and yellow lines to denote rank, unquote, as explained in Kyungi Yun's Fashion, Identity, and Power in a Modern Asia book. Looking at the policeman in this artwork, he has two yellow lines wrapping around both his wrists on his jacket, which I'm assuming, referring back to my research, denotes his rank.
The policeman's uniform was designed to stand out in public relative to civilian clothing. These officers promptly became authority symbols while enforcing the new Meiji rules and regulations. It was not uncommon for sources of visual media, such as newspapers, to employ ukiyo-e depictions of transitional shifts, including that which characterized the police as daunting enforcers, in order to deter civilians from breaking the law and any potential consequences.
This piece is significant because it, like much of Tsukioka's work, an illustrated defining traditional phase battle when the Edo and a Meiji period, particularly the end of Japanese feudal system and the prevalence of foreign customs in 19th century Japan.
Thanks for listening to our podcast on policemen enforcing the new regulations. From all of us here, have a great day.